Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On the Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Okay, let's cut right to Dancing with the Stars. Spoiler alert, if you didn't see it last night, it was Disney night. And playing the role of Scar, Carol Baskin.
Carol is going to be going home. How are you feeling right now, Carol?
My husband is going to be so happy I'm coming home.
Yes, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How was her dancing? Lance, did you see it?
I did. It was okay, but I mean, it wasn't, to be honest, it wasn't really dancing. It was kind of like walking through it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give her credit. Her hands and her arm movements were good, but she was more walking than dancing, really.
Yeah, it's all hips for me, Lance.
You know, they don't lie.
Hips are nothing.
Oh, it's also dang. So, bye to Carol Baskin. We said she probably wasn't going to go the first week, but she wasn't going to stay much further than that.
Who was in the bottom with her? Don't they do a bottom two situation?
Yeah, and Haish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. She's something to watch.
Is she that bad?
She's
Anne Heche?
Yeah.
I was picking up salt and smoke last night, so I didn't see her performance.
You made the right choice.
Thank you.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is getting a Veep reunion together. Get excited if you like Veep. It's happening October 4th. A bunch of stars from the HBO show, some surprise guests. They're doing an election-themed virtual Veep reunion. So, the executive producer of the show, David Mandel, is going to moderate the thing. And it's only live streamed once. That's it. One and done. So, get in on that October 4th. October 7th, The Creek, starring the Rose family, is going to have season 6 on Netflix. So if you're a big fan of The Creek and you've been watching it on Netflix, you know you haven't been able to see the final season. The final season is available now on Hulu, but if you don't have that streaming service, you're kind of out of luck. So you'll get to see the final season in just about a week or so. Netflix, though, about to raise subscription prices.
What? Again? It feels like, wow, they just did.
So they did back in May of 2019. But they're looking at like $1 or $2 a month. I checked my bill and mine is up to $14.99. I thought it was like, you kind of forget when you give them your credit card. I think when I first started, it was like $7.99 or $9.99. This is the fourth price hike in a decade.
Oh, man. Mm. And I haven't gotten a DVD in the mail in I don't know how long.
know.
And are they, last time, if I remember, it was like when Bird Box came out, or they did something big, and they were like, here you go.
Yeah.
Are we going to get some great content?
I mean, we were talking about that Ryan Gosling Fall Guy.
Oh, that's a Netflix thing, potentially?
Yeah.
Have they even started making that?
No.
Oh.
Details.
But, I know. Right. But there are some big names that are, you know, doing deals with Netflix now. And I'm not just talking about Adam Sandler. Yeah, they're going to have to make it worth people's while. Because I got to tell you, some of the stuff that my kids watch on there, not worth it.
But just a buck or two, you think?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Oof. They say they're going to lose some subscribers, but they'll more than make up for it with people who are constantly joining because of all... I mean, they just churn out so much content.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that The Creek is coming October 7th, but there are like dozens and dozens of shows and movies that are coming to Netflix within the next month.
They've got me right where they want me.
Yeah.
Great content. I can't go to concerts or sporting events.
Right. They have so many original shows that, you know, it seems like every month or so you're going to get a new show. They have them staggered. And just when you're ready to leave, they're going to drop the next season of Ozark. And you got to stick around for that.
They could charge an extra $10 and everybody would just do it. Mm-hmm. Honestly.
I think so.
They'd still be fine.
Yep.
But I'm to the point where I have so many streaming services now that I feel...
You're always going back to Netflix.
I know, but I feel like I'm paying more than I did before I cut the cord. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They have us right where they want us. That is Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more for you just after 8:30 this morning and more online at Y98.com. Lance Hildebrand and Traffic up next.
The Wake Up with Jen and Tim on Y98. The Schmig. Entertainment Schmig. Now that's entertainment. On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Celebrate 37 years with Club Fitness and join with 37-cent enrollment. Sienna Miller making lots of headlines today over what she said about Chadwick Boseman. So she had taken time off from acting, raising her child, and she was asked to do the film 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman. She was thinking about it. She wasn't sure if she should do it. And then the studio made it pretty easy for her. They said they wouldn't meet her salary demand. So she's like, okay, great. Chadwick ended up donating some of his salary to get her to the number she asked for.
Nice. She said very, very nice.
It was crazy to imagine someone in Hollywood behaving that graciously or respectfully. There was no showiness. It was... Of course I'll get you to that number because that's what you should get paid. Now, I will say Chadwick was a producer on the film as well. So he was the one who wanted Sienna in this role. But just another story about how kind Chadwick Boseman was in Hollywood.
That's great.
Yeah. Speaking of getting paid, the guys in BTS. Whoo! Their label, Big Hit Entertainment, just went public. And their CEO... gave them each about 68,000 shares last month. So now those shares are worth 7.9 million. Made all the guys in BTS multi-millionaires.
The rich keep getting richer.
The IPO, by the way, made the CEO a billionaire. Mm. So
nice.
Good for him.
Man, I should have bought early into that BTS thing.
Dancing with the Stars last night, it was Disney night, and spoiler alert, we said goodbye to Baskin. Carol Baskin left last night. Leaving The View, Marie Osmond, and there are rumors that Sharon Osbourne and Cheryl Underwood.
The Talk, not The View, I think.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I meant to say The Talk.
The same thing.
They apparently went to CBS executives and threatened to quit the show if Marie Osmond wasn't fired.
Really?
Doesn't that surprise you?
She's only been on it for like a season or two. It's, wow.
And apparently Carrie Ann Inaba, who's also on Dancing with the Stars, was the opposite. She went and tried to fight for Marie.
Man.
Whoa.
I'd love to hear the backstory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any more detail on that?
No.
Hmm. Wow.
That surprises me. I mean, she's had just such a long career.
Yeah.
I guess kind of doing her own thing. I guess you don't think of her as much of a collaborator as opposed to with her brother, which is a little different situation.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. A story that a lot of people are talking about, Naya Rivera. Of course, we remember the tragic story from just a few months ago where she drowned and saved her son right before she did. Naya Rivera's youngest sister, Michaela, is raising Naya's son. but she's not doing it alone. Naya Rivera's ex-husband, Ryan Dorsey, is moving in with her sister to help raise their son, Josie.
And a lot of people are weighing in on this because they're cruising around town. I mean, nobody knows, but people are saying it feels like maybe there's a thing happening. And I mean, I don't know. They're taking heat, and then she's defending herself online, and you know, the most important thing is doing the right thing for that kid. And
I don't know
a thing about that situation, so it's hard to judge. But obviously, that's.
I think it's easy to look at the headline and say Naya Rivera's ex-husband moved in with her sister, and people are like, "Oh!" Michaela said, "Listen, in the darkest time of my life, the only thing that's important, friends and family, and showing up for my nephew. And we're both trying, you know, she's trying to show up for her nephew. Ryan's trying to show up for his son. And if that means co-parenting in the same house together, so be it. They've already gone through enough. People don't need to be attacking them or thinking that there's some funny business going on. Who cares? Right?
Yeah.
Sorry, did I get a little fiery there?
Yeah. Right. That's all right.
Just a little bit. I guess I'm channeling a little Noel Gallagher. He went off on Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift. He was talking about music now and how it's style over substance, and then dropped the F-bomb about 1,000 times talking about Taylor Swift.
What was his point? Just that there was Noel Gallagher from Oasis, for those who don't know. What was his point? Just that it's bad, it's plastic.
Young people in music, it's like they have the image, but they're not really saying anything. And he said the biggest selling acts are garbage. He didn't say garbage. But when he was growing up, the biggest selling acts were the best acts. He said, now the biggest thing in the world is bleeping Taylor Swift. What? And then he curses some more.
Noel Gallagher angry.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I mean, that guy was 27, a huge star, and extraordinarily angry. So the idea that anyone should be surprised that as he, I assume he's like 50 or something now, has gotten angrier is not shocking at all.
I know. That is Entertainment Schmig. We'll have more online at Y98.com and Lance Hildebrand with traffic after Camila Cabello on Y98.
Y98, it's the Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Lance and me, Kevin. It's time for celebrity birthdays. Famous people born today, September 29th. Let's start off with a rock and roll pioneer, a member of the Million Dollar Quartet. You got Elvis, you got Carl Perkins, you got Johnny Cash, and you got, how old is Jerry Lee Lewis?
Heaven is the greatest, great ball to buy you. Kiss me, baby.
God, I feel like Jerry Lee Lewis is, he's still alive. Old?
Oh, yeah. The killer. Don't know if he's got a Moog, though, Tim.
No, I don't think he does. He would do quite well on it. You got to be careful with those things. He tends to be a very aggressive player. Moogs are delicate.
Yeah.
You can't light them on fire. They don't work that well. 96, I'm going to say.
What?
Huh?
96?
I mean, I'm sorry.
80s or 90s? 85
is correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's way off.
Yeah. A lot younger than I thought he was, too. Speaking of singers, how old is Halsey?
I'm ready, love. Ooh, but you can't blame me for trying. You know I'd be lying, saying you're the one.
Fascinating, Halsey, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She'll be around for a while.
24.
28.
26.
Yes, right in the middle. Good job, Lance. 26 is correct.
2 for 2.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get the next guy. He used to host the Today Show, and then he did Real Sports on HBO. How old is Bryant Gumbel?
Thank you very much. I'm anxious to see what happens.
Bryant.
Interesting soundbite.
Yeah, right.
60.
say 65.
64.
72.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I can't remember if Greg's younger, correct, his brother?
I think so.
All right, these two people share the same birth year, so they're the same age.
Wow.
You know her as Kate Pearson on This Is Us, and you know him as Shazam. How old are Chrissy Metz and Zachary Levi?
Superpowers, dude, I don't even know how to be in this thing.
Zachary Levi, so great in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
He is very good in that.
He's smooth.
And fantastic posture, might I just say.
Huh. Yeah, I guess so.
Pay attention. Next time you see that guy, it's amazing. He has fantastic posture.
He's very tall, too.
All right, guys, that's enough.
We could go on and on.
We
30,
could.
38.
That's a good guess.
40?
They are both 40. Very good. And finally, it took me a while to find a sound bite that didn't have cursing in it. But your next birthday, you know, he was on Stranger Tides, he was in Game of Thrones, and of course, he was Al Swearengen on Deadwood. How old is Ian McShane?
I've lived, not always well, but long enough. I'm ready for what's next.
Did you say John Wick? Oh, that's right! Yeah. John Wick!
Ian McShane, 58.
And wasn't he in a Game of Thrones?
Yes, yes. He was Brother Ray.
Yeah. 71.
And what'd you say, Jen?
58.
Did I? I don't know.
67.
78.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. Wow.
That one.
You were 20 years off. Jen guessing first is my favorite thing in the world.
All right.
Thank you, Kevin. Lance?
Yeah.
Let's take one final look at traffic, shall we?
Let's do, and this might be one of the busier looks of the morning here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.